Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from Metro Research. We are conducting a poll of people's opinions to our public affairs and current events. May I know if you are registered to vote, your address?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. Are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
As a Democrat.
Thank you very much. And what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for President, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or you will not vote?
Certainly to vote.
Thank you very much. And let me ask your age.
I'm in my 60s.
Okay. Thank you very much. In Florida, the media describes people as either black or African American, Anglo or white or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
Hispanic.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
Wrong direction.
Thank you. Thinking about elections for Congress, would you vote for the Democratic candidate or Republican candidate?
Democrat.
Okay. Would you say you would definitely vote for Democratic or you lean to Democratic?
Definitely vote for Democratic.
Thank you very much. Now I would like to ask your impressions of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, somewhat unfavorable, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know. And here is the first one, Democrat in Congress.
Who?
Democrats in Congress. Do you have a very favorable opinion of them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or you don't recognize them?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. How about MAGA Republicans?
Who are they? What's that?
So that would mean that you don't recognize them, right?
No, I don't.
Okay. How about Donald Trump?
What about him?
What's your opinion on him? Would you say very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or you don't
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Thank you very much. How about Joe Biden?
He's not running.
Okay, but what's your opinion about him?
Favorable, very favorable.
Thank you. How about Darren Soto?
I don't know him.
Okay. And Kamala Harris?
Very favorable.
Thank you. How about Thomas Shelifu?
I don't know him.
Okay. And Ron DeSantis?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, and how about Project 2025?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you very much for your answers. I'm going to ask you, thinking about the Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
I approve.
Okay, would you say somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you very much. Thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as a congressman from this district, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I don't know him. I haven't seen what he's done for this district.
Okay, got it. And if the election for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you'll vote for?
Oh, I know. I definitely vote for Kamala.
Thank you very much. And if the election for United States Senate were today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Powell, the Democrat.
Debbie.
Okay. Thank you. And a next question, if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Chalifoux, the Republican, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
Could you repeat the first name you mentioned?
Yes, Thomas Chalifoux.
Is he Republican?
Yes, he's the Republican candidate, and then Darren Soto is the Democratic candidate.
Darren Soto then, even though I don't know him.
Okay, thank you very much. As you may know, there will also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health. As determined by the patient's health care provider, this amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
Yes, to support the amendment.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, I would like to read you two brief statements, I'm sorry, about two of the candidates for Congress. Colonel Thomas Chalifoux is an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Colonel Chalifoux will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants. Fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Chalifoux will take his experiences as a small business and multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. And now about Darren Soto. He's the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver the Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands health care for veterans exposed to boring pits and toxic substances. Soto also helped pass a law that capped the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make healthcare more expensive for Central Florida families. If the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Chalifoux, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Could you repeat what Darren Soto is for?
Do you want me to repeat the statements about Darren Soto?
Yes.
Okay, so Darren Soto is the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands health care for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto also helped pass a law that capped the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bill. Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make health care more expensive for Central Florida families.
Darren Soto.
Okay, thank you very much. I really appreciate your time and patience into this. May I ask, which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? Promoting traditional values in schools, securing our border, lowering grocery prices, bringing down rent prices.
You're breaking up on me.
Okay. Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to repeat the question. Which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? Promoting traditional values in schools, securing our borders, lowering grocery prices, bringing down rent prices, making owning a home more affordable, making healthcare affordable for working families, protecting abortion rights, ending the gun violence epidemic, tracking crime, and improving public safety, protecting Social Security, Medicare, improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida, lowering inflation and gas prices, and creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida.
I could pick as many as I want.
You can pick one to be the first one, and then we can pick the second one, most important for you.
Lowering food costs and rent costs.
Okay, so the first one will be lowering grocery prices, right?
Yes.
Okay, and the next one you said it will be, let me see, making owning a home more affordable.
Well, in order to do that, you need to make the property taxes and insurance more affordable.
Okay, so would you say that the second one most important for you will be promoting traditional values in schools, securing our borders, bringing down rent prices, making owning a home more affordable, making healthcare affordable for working families, protecting abortion rights, ending the gun violence epidemic, tracking crime and improving public safety, protecting Social Security and Medicare, improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida, or
protecting Social Security and Medicare.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, now let me read some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it will be to vote for the candidate. Would it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decisions? So here is the first one. Soto has worked to keep our community safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws backed by sheriffs and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement and provided funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history, hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down an illegal entry. Would you say that is very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect on your decision?
Somewhat convincing.
Okay. I'm going to read another one. Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her. Is that very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
Very convincing.
Thank you. Another one says, Darren Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs and cap out-of-pocket costs for seniors, and is working to lower healthcare costs for everyone. That very convincing, somewhat convincing, or not?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate your time into this. The next one says, Thomas Shalifax is a fiscal conservative who will bring out of control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families. Is that very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
No effect.
Okay. Thomas Shalifax will support the Trump-backed America First policies that prioritize American citizens as veterans who served for over 30 years. Shalifax will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and worked to solve veteran homelessness. Is that very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
No effect.
Okay, and the last one for this part. Thomas Shalifax will put an end to the border crisis that fill in our community with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris' open border policies. Is that very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
No effect.
Thank you very much. Now that you have heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Shalifax, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Darren Soto.
Thank you. Now, let me read some statements about the candidates running for the U.S. Congress, assuming that each of the following statement is accurate. Please tell me if this will cause you to have serious doubts about voting for that candidate, only some doubts, or would it have virtually no effect on your decision? Here is the first one. Darren Soto has been a rubber stamp for the failed Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and make life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made life harder for working families by voting for tax increases that target our small business. Would that give you serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect in your voting decision?
No effect.
Okay, here's the next one. A chairman of the Osceola County School Board, Thomas Chalifoot, voted to give himself a 3.8% pay raise while criticizing, quote, wasteful spending in the education budget and voting to increase taxes for Osceola families. That gives you a serious doubt, some doubts, or no effect?
Serious doubt.
Thank you. And Chalifoot called for a, quote, complete overhaul of existing healthcare system, the Affordable Care Act, which would roll back healthcare for millions of Americans, including those with pre-existing conditions. Give you serious doubts, some doubts, or no effects.
And who would that be for?
That is Charlie Fu.
And what were the choices?
Serious doubts, some doubts, or
serious
no effect.
Serious doubt.
Okay. I appreciate your time and patience into this. Darren Soto has supported the failed immigration policies that have let millions of criminals cross our borders and make our communities less safe. Since being elected, Darren Soto has made our lives harder, not easier, and we can trust him with another term in Congress. That give you serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
No effect.
Thank you. We're almost done on this one. Mega landlord, Thomas Chalifoot went to court to evict over 50 small businesses, including a church in Kissimmee, and has set up the courts pursuing a host of a small claim suits. Would that give you serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
Serious doubt.
Okay, and the last one on this part, Thomas Chalifoot personally loaned his campaign $2 million and is charging his own campaign interest, allowing him to turn a profit by running for office. That give you a serious doubt, some doubts, or no effect?
Serious doubt.
Okay, thank you very much. We're almost complete here. Now that you have heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Chalifoot, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Darren Soto.
Okay. What is your primary source for national and political news? Would it be Talk Radio, Orlando Sentinel, El Nuevo Día, local network affiliates like CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, Univision, Telemundo, Mega TV, or America TV, cable news networks, your local newspaper, internet-based news sources, or social media apps or services?
Cable news.
Okay, thank you very much. And from which network would you say you get most of your news? CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, Newsmax?
MSNBC.
Okay. What Spanish language news sources, if any, do you use on a regular basis?
I speak English and Spanish.
Okay. Do you use internet, Univision Radio, La Prensa Orlando, Telemundo Orlando? For Spanish news?
I don't watch Spanish news.
Okay. Thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden or some other candidate?
Joe Biden.
Oh, thank you. Just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. What was the last grade or degree you completed in school?
I did some college.
Okay.
But didn't finish.
Thank you very much. Do any children under the age of 18 live in your home?
Nope.
Okay, if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm moderate.
Okay, thank you very much. As you know, the term Hispanic or Latino refers to people from different countries of Latin America and the Caribbean. To what country in the Americas do you trace your ancestry?
Cuba.
Okay, thank you. When communicating with people in your household, do you speak only Spanish, more Spanish than English, and even mix of both, more English than Spanish, or only English?
English and Spanish.
Okay. Okay, that will conclude our survey for today. I really thank you for your time, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.